stand together. We'll never fall. Well, hello there. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever the case may be, wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the All Around Growth Podcast. This is season 5, episode number 4 of the show. First and foremost, I would like to thank all of the Patreon supporters for contributing to the show and helping make it what it is. Many thanks to Brian, Kiriaki, Rachel, Wayne, and Sean. I very much appreciate you guys, and I look forward to sharing this with you in the chat and elaborating on some of the details that we're going to talk about today. Today's going to be a bit of an introspective episode. For those of you in the Patreon chat, you will be seeing this on Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. And for those of you outside of the Patreon chat, you will see this on Tuesday, January 30th, or sometime thereafter. If you want to be a part of the Patreon chat, then by all means, join us over at patreon.com/allaroundgrowth. Would love to see you there. Would love to have your support as we reach and move towards our goals of 10 supporters. And when we do that, all of these shows will begin to be streamed and available in video format with improved audio quality. So if you want to make that happen, then please consider supporting us over on Patreon at patreon.com/allaroundgrowth. Now, like I said, today's going to be a bit of an introspective episode for a couple of reasons. There has been some death in our community and in our family on Sunday after a short bout of pancreatic cancer. Dan Miller passed away. Dan Miller, author of the book 48 Days to the Work and Life You Love. Dan Miller, who also put together the Goal Setting Guide, which was an integral component of this show. In the past, we would frequently talk about finding balance in the 7 aspects of life: financial, physical, personal development, family, spiritual, social, and career. Those 7 aspects of life came directly from that goal setting guide. And I will go ahead and link to that in the show notes so that you can reference that 15 to 20 page document and get on track with your goals. It's a great way to approach setting goals in a little bit of a different light. I've used a number of different methods: Tim Ferriss's past year review, looking forward, and I finally settled on Dan Miller's strategy for setting goals because it allows me to look 3 years ahead, what I can do over the course of the next year, and ultimately what I can do today to make all of that happen. So Dan Miller, rest in peace, may his memory be eternal, passed away on Sunday. Please keep his family in your prayers. And yesterday I received news that my aunt had passed away. Her husband, my father's brother, passed away several years ago, and she passed away yesterday morning. Her boyfriend found her in the car as she was preparing to go to work, and it seems as though she may have been sick or feeling ill leading up to that. I'm not entirely sure, and the details aren't really relevant, and it's probably not appropriate to go into details since I don't really have any. But my cousin is now parentless, and we may be looking at, you know, walking him through some of the work that is required when your parents pass away, especially when there are some administrative things to deal with. And that is generally the case when a loved one passes, especially your parents. So, guys, if you're out there and your parents are still alive, please consider having that difficult talk with them. I have referenced and talked about having the difficult conversation with parents on this show in the past, and I will try to dig up the episode where I did that so you guys can reference that and check out some of the resources and tools that will assist you in having that difficult conversation with your parents. But it is something that is good to do sooner than later, and it can prevent a lot of challenges from occurring when that unfortunate time comes. But that time will come. That is one of the few things that we all have in common in life. And in a sense, it is exactly that we will be talking about today, is not necessarily death per se, but transition. And like I said, this will be kind of an introspective episode, because what I plan on doing today is sharing with you a snapshot of an upcoming newsletter that we will be sending out from the York Meadow Farm email campaign. And I will also link to the York Meadow Farm email campaign if you want to subscribe and receive these emails. We send them out, I send them out approximately once a month if I am good at it. But oftentimes when we are in the thick of things, I am not consistent with doing so. But I'm trying to change that. I was hoping to have a number of things buttoned up by the end of 2023 so we could go into the 2024 year having launched the new logo for Natural Ferments and being able to launch the new logo and have an updated product description and price sheet available to all our retailers, but that was delayed a little bit. The logo was done. Big shout out to Sarah for making that happen. I very much appreciate all of the work and thought and effort that she and the time that she took to work with me to make that what it is. And I haven't released that publicly yet. Some folks in the Telegram group have probably seen that. If you want to get a little bit behind the scenes with regard to the podcast and the homestead, then check us out on Telegram at t.me/allaroundgrowth. But really, like I said, we could really use your support with and on Patreon at patreon.com/allaroundgrowth. We're looking to upgrade the show to deliver more personalized content that is of a higher quality to further the connections that are already established and in place now. And once we're able to do that, I look forward to delivering on the very things that you guys have signed up for with regard to the chats, the Q&A sessions, the Ask Me Anything sessions. Once we hit that goal, we will start doing that routinely, and I very much look forward to doing that because I have conversations with many of you outside of Telegram. I spend time with some of you guys in person, and I deeply value the connections that are being made on account of this podcast, and I'm very grateful for your contributions to the show, but also your contributions to my life. So thank you very much for participating in it and being a part of it. So let's get into it, right? I'm going to go ahead and just read the newsletter as it is and then expand on it when it is appropriate. And this is going to do one of two things. One, It's going to let me see how it flows. And this is as it is before I run it through ChatGPT, which is going to make it a little bit easier to read and tie some of these wandering thought trains together. And two, it's going to lubricate the gears that are grinding as I go ahead and compile this long newsletter, which is going to serve two purposes, and we will see what the objective of this newsletter, which will also be a blog post on the website at yorkmeadowfarm.com as well. So without further ado, let's go ahead and I will begin reading it. Hi there. Our previous email newsletter, which will be linked to in the path or in the show notes, consisted of a quick check-in and to provide you with updates on winter markets, retail locations, and the upcoming look back and look ahead email. If you missed it, you can read it here, and you can also see all of our previous newsletters in our email campaign archive. And I will link to the previous email newsletter and the email campaign archive in the show notes so you can see what we've done in the past with regard to emails that have been sent out to our customer base. And also, you will have the opportunity to subscribe if you wish. Moving forward, we read, today's newsletter is going to recap a lot of the history that we've covered over the past few years since launching our email newsletter in November of 2020, and a lot more. In today's email, we're going to take a trip down memory lane and demonstrate the changes that have taken place over the last 10 years or so, more than 10 years. We're also going to provide you with what to expect for the 2024 season and the years ahead, so grab a coffee and join us as we reflect on where we've been, where we are, and where we're going. We're glad you're here, and we hope you enjoy these reflections. First of all, we'd like to thank you. Without you, we wouldn't be experiencing the successes that we are experiencing and the changes that we are undergoing. The Family Farm and Homestead Market Booth has grown to a point where we've needed to undergo some business restructuring. More than 10 years ago, York Meadow Farm began as a passion project by Robert J. Kaiser Jr. and Denise Kaiser to provide some supplemental income and to help pay off what was initially planned to be their retirement property. Blueberry bushes and market gardens were planted, taking the harvest to market. At that time, Denise began experimenting with various types of all-natural bath and body products, while Bob began experimenting with different kinds of breads, all of which were brought to market and sold. Rob moved back to Ohio from California in late 2013 and began assisting with the market in 2014. Over the next few years, Rob assisted with various facets of the growth and development of the business, from experiments with microgreens to NRCS and EQIP programs to build a 30 by 96 high tunnel in 2015. In 2016, ground was broken for the homestead site and construction of the barn and cabin began. By this time, Dad was experimenting with fermented foods on account of an abundance of pickling cucumbers that were grown that season, and this soon led to more experiments with fermented foods. Now, during the 2017 season, we participated at the Medina Farmers Market as part-time vendors, while Bob, Matt, and Rob took on the laborious process of finishing the interior of the log cabin. The shell for the barn and cabin was built, but the interior was completely framed and finished by Bob and the boys. In September of 2017, Mom and Dad officially moved out to the property, and in October of 2017, we helped our friends from Royal Fair Farm host a beef butchering workshop where Jeff Reeser brought in Brandon Sheard, the farmstead meatsmith, to assist with and demonstrate the art of home butchering one of his beautiful grass-fed and finished heritage breed Dexter bulls. The beef butchering workshop was a great and successful event, so much so that Jeff and Sherry from Royal Fair Farm asked us if we would be willing to host another event the following year. In October of 2018, we all welcomed Andy and Doug from Hand-Hewn Farm, located here in Fresno, Ohio, for another hands-on experience where we all learned more about the forgotten skills that have produced some of the finest foods in the world. We are grateful for these opportunities, and we hope to host more workshops in the future. During the 2018 season, Rob had since moved out to the farm as well and continued to help with the farmers markets with setup and teardown, but focused more time, effort, and energy on his day job, which allowed him to focus on paying down debt and save money, making a slow but deliberate exit strategy which would allow him to work with the family on a full-time basis. It was during this year also that Rob transferred ownership of the High Tunnel to York Meadow Farm, only after securing a tenant farmer to take over active management of the High Tunnel and surrounding acreage. It was at that point that tenant farmers at York Meadow Farm had entered into the operational model of the farm enterprise here, and there's been several people who have been involved in working the land and growing crops while we continue to grow and develop other businesses here on the homestead. All during this time, Dad had continued his experiments with fermented foods, and they were growing in popularity. It was the 2018 season where he was first given the nickname the Kraut Guy. People began talking about the incredible handmade small batch sauerkraut that he was making, and would routinely refer inquirers over to the Kraut Guy so they could experience it for themselves. 2018 was the year where we first began participating in off-season markets and began experimenting with retail sales. We made our first appearance at the Medina Candlelight Walk in November of 2018, and by December we were selling product retail at DeSimone's Country Market. During the winter of 2018 and 2019, Rob was working on developing the website to promote the business as it gained traction, and the website at www.yorkmeadowfarm.com was officially launched. The website served as a great mechanism to help grow the business, as did all the appearances at off-season markets we attended. Due to the popularity of Mom and Dad's products and the new fermented food lineup, we were invited to attend an indoor winter market at Twisted Restaurant in Medina. While Dad was still baking bread during the 2019 season, it soon became clear that there was more demand for the various fermented foods that he was making, which consisted of five different types of sauerkrauts and a Latin American ferment called curtido, a personal favorite of the Kraut Guy. We returned to the Candlelight Walk in late 2019, where we experienced record-setting sales of all products up to that point in time. The long hours during the Candlelight Walk events made them a family affair, one which was made even better by the decorating and artwork by Kate Kaiser, my sister. The events in early 2020 were what they were, and that facilitated some additional change in how many vendors conducted business that year. We were blessed to participate in a partnership with Yellow House Cheese as they began selling products online. Moreover, we were blessed to be invited to participate in a new farmers market established by the Farmers Market of Medina County and held at the Medina VFW Post 5137. By this time, the Kraut Guy had made a name for himself. Rob had been working with and learning Bob's recipes during the past few years and was watching the interest in the product grow. The decision had been made to scale up operations and grow the business. It was time to build a commercial kitchen inside the barn. Matt began planning the construction of the kitchen space while Rob reached out to other large-scale fermented food producers to inquire about touring their facilities to see what was necessary to scale up the Kraut Guy's operation. Work on the commercial kitchen commenced in July of 2020. A tour of a large-scale fermented food operation took place in September of 2020, and in November of 2020, we launched an email campaign to accompany our website, which launched the year prior. Growth and development continued, and the commercial kitchen was inspected and licensed by the Ohio Department of Agriculture for operation in early 2021. Production of the fermented foods became much easier and scalable. Our presence at the farmers market of Medina County continued during the 2021 year, and we began to increase sales through various small retail locations. Demand for the product grew. Experimentation with fermented foods continued as we tried to home in on what customers preferred and why. It was clear there was a reason why the Kraut Guy had obtained the name he had obtained. People had grown to love the various types of sauerkraut he made, with pickles being a close second. Rob had been assisting as much as possible while pinching pennies and saving money, and by May of 2022, he found himself in a position where it was now or never. There's always a lot of fear involved in venturing out into uncharted territory, but Dad was struggling to keep up with the demand for products, and during the 2022 season, we were able to quadruple production from the previous year. 2023 was a pivotal year, and this is the point where I am going to just kind of free talk, because I have not continued writing. I've gotten up to this point, but I have yet to bring this article to completion. And 2023 was a pivotal year, because if you listen to this show, you know that my dad was diagnosed with cancer in late March of 2023. March 28th specifically is when the diagnosis was delivered, and in less than 60 days, he passed away on his 77th birthday on May 20th. We got back into the swing of things the following month in June, and were welcomed back into the market game, if you will, by Keller Meats in the exchange market, which has since rebranded as well as Keller Market and Cafe Bistro. This will also be a point where we talk about our own rebranding of the fermented foods from being called York Meadow Farm, or fermented foods from York Meadow Farm, the Kraut Guy, to Natural Ferments being its own individual product line and its own individual business operation, its own LLC, which is actually a registered trade name operating under my business of Deliberate Living Systems, which will be celebrating its 10th anniversary this year. And I will be discussing that in detail in another episode in the future, because there's been a lot of ups and downs and changes and transitions with Deliberate Living Systems. And hopefully there will be a bit of a resurgence and bringing that back to life as well. But that is fairly low on the priority list due to the farm operations, Natural Ferments, and trying to restructure the business operations. After closing out the look back on 2023 and what that consisted of, the article will continue by reading something like this. Over the last 10 years or so, York Meadow Farm has gone from a humble booth at a farmer's market to what has effectively become a farmer-owned co-op, as there are now three separate businesses operating off the land which has become known as York Meadow Farm. And during recent family meetings, we are all in agreement that this is only the beginning. You may be asking, what is a co-op? Well, co-ops are producer and user-owned businesses that are controlled by and operate for the benefit of their members, rather than outside investors. The co-op business model is highly flexible and can address a wide variety of needs. Farmer-owned co-ops help producer members market and process their crops and livestock and secure needed production supplies and services. That definition of farmer co-ops comes from USDA, the USDA.gov/topics/rural/co-ops key part fabric rural America. I will link to that article in the show notes so you can learn more about co-ops as well. It is bittersweet to write and reflect on the changes with the passing of Bob, aka the Kraut Guy, last year, for he was not able to witness some of these transitions come to fruition, but we feel comfortable sharing these developments with you because this was often the topic of discussions had over family meals together or after a long day of work in the kitchen or after a farmer's market. We were always wondering, what's next? And that's where I've stopped writing. What's next? Guys, your guess is as good as mine. When Mom and Dad and myself put those blueberry bushes in the ground in the summer of 2010, we had no idea what we were doing, and we had no idea what the future had in store. We had no idea that I would be attending some permaculture conferences within the next few years and be inspired to build a 30x96 high tunnel. We had no idea that that would then be leased out to other people who would help us manage the land, because I found myself in too deep and burning out yet again based on decisions and life choices that I had made. We had no idea that we were going to enter into the world of fermented foods. We had no idea that this would lead to the development and creation of another business operating independently of York Meadow Farm. We had no idea that we would need to take a far more formal approach to working with a tenant farmer than we previously had. We have no idea what the future has in store, but what we do know is that we've learned a lot over the past 10 years, and what we do know is that based on the amount of change and transition over the past 10 years, the future is bright. It's exciting to think about what lies in store for the next 10 years. I don't know what that looks like. And that's kind of the point of this email, is to provide newer customers with some insight regarding a snapshot look at the history of what got us here, some understanding of where we are now, and some general ideas about what we have in store for the future. We would very much like to get back to hosting workshops of some in some capacity. We have the land base to support that. We want to do that. We want to continue building community. We're doing that in various ways through the farmers market community, through the community that consists of the Odd Fellows here in Medina, of which I am a member. the Freedom Cell Network. And lastly, but certainly not least, the church. I am developing some relationships with people in all of those groups who are interested in helping us grow. It's very humbling to hear people in the community and our neighbors, for that matter, like Janine over at Whispering Acres. It's very humbling to hear people say, how can I help? What can I do? And it's hard for me because I've wanted to help. And I've made some changes in life to be better able to do that and to do it well. In the past, I was doing a lot of different things in a lot of different ways, and I wasn't very focused, and subsequently wasn't a very good help despite how much I tried to be. But because of some changes that I've made over the past year or two, I feel like I am a little bit more focused, that I am in a better position to help. And I think that's going to do nothing but good for the growth and development of York Meadow Farm. The idea is that, and what we're trying to communicate here moving forward, is that York Meadow Farm will be the co-op that we spoke of. In doing some cursory research, if we actually make a decision to begin operating legally as a co-op, we can do that based on the current structure of the farm. These details are not details that I'm going to elaborate on in the email, but for your reference, those who listen to the show, it's really quite simple. We've got an LLC for York Meadow Farm, and it's going to be as simple as adding members to the LLC so that it is a member-owned company. And unless I am mistaken, it's really as simple as that. Now, over time, we're going to be very selective about who enters into that membership and that partnership. Because at this point in time, I am not, even myself, I'm not in there. Mom is the sole member of the York Meadow Farm company. She is the owner. Since Dad passed away, she is the sole member that owns and operates, or that owns York Meadow Farm. Cody and myself are contributing people who operate on the land. We are tenants here, and as Natural Ferments grows, I hope to be able to increase my financial inputs into the farm so as to get the land and the cabin and barn all paid off sooner than later, so that there's nothing to worry about, so that we can own all of this outright, so that the Kaiser Family Preservation Trust is preserved for generations to come. York Meadow Farm is essentially acting as the distributor for the Natural Ferments products, and we will still be operating at farmers markets as York Meadow Farm. What that's going to do is give us the ability to sell both Bath and Body products and products that are manufactured here on site or distributed by deliberate living systems as natural ferments or whatever future food-based businesses there may be. With York Meadow Farm serving as the hub of activities and a co-op, we have far more flexibility and freedom to continue diversifying business operations than we would if we simply went to market as natural ferments, despite the fact that the majority of sales that took place last year were related to the production and sales of fermented foods. The last thing that I want to do is begin operating under some self-imposed limitations of fermented foods with a company named Natural Ferments. So what else might we do? That's a good question too. Some initial ideas that have come from some cursory research might include cereals, like, you know, granola mixes, or you know, protein bars, energy bars, different food products that one might find at either farmers markets or natural food health food stores. Some of those things may be produced here in the kitchen. Some of those things may be produced in conjunction with partnerships with other people or companies. We don't know, but the ability and the opportunity to do those things is interesting and leaves me feeling hopeful about the options that exist by structuring the business in that way. I feel good about all of this because while some of these conversations weren't had in depth with Dad while he was here, he was certainly responsible for initial conversations with the insurance agent to figure out what the next and most appropriate steps would be regarding a food-based business and a bath and body products business and getting those structured the right way. And while it initially seemed a little bit more complicated than we wanted it to be, and sometimes still does, the reality is that it's going to provide us with more freedom and flexibility to continue growing and evolving. Because like I said, we've experienced a lot of change and transition over the past 10 years, and the next 10 years, it's going to be exciting, and I look forward to sharing that here on the show with you. One last thing that's worth pointing out is the nature of the show, the podcast. Like I said in the beginning, this is season 5, episode 4 of the show, the All Around Growth Podcast. And in having some additional conversations with Mom, I think what we're going to do is integrate the All Around Growth Podcast into York Meadow Farm operations. And what do I mean by that? Well, right now, the podcast is a standalone podcast hosted through Buzzsprout, which is a very easy podcast host to use. I'll link to that in the show notes. It is an affiliate link, so if you're interested in podcasting and want to learn more, you can sign up for free. It will help you, and it will help me. So if you are even entertaining the idea of podcasting but don't know how to begin, feel free to reach out and let me know. I'll walk you through it. But after experimenting with several different podcast hosts, I have found that Buzzsprout is a very easy platform to use and navigate. Yes, there are cheaper options out there, but as far as I'm concerned, you get what you pay for. And when you pay for Buzzsprout, you have the ability to get a very user-friendly interface, and that makes it worth it. So check it out. Links in the show notes for Buzzsprout. But at this point, we don't have a website. We don't have an email list. We don't really have much of anything outside of our social media connections that consist largely of the community in Telegram at t.me/allaroundgrowth. You are definitely encouraged to check out Telegram as a networking tool, a messaging tool, and it's a great way to stay connected with people outside of the legacy social medias like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now, granted, you can find and follow All Around Growth on all of those platforms, but we are most active with one another on Telegram due to its functionality and features that allow an easy-to-use group chat, file sharing, audio messages back and forth. It's a very easy-to-use platform, and, well, we like it, and that's why we use it. So check us out, t.me/allaroundgrowth, if you want to learn more and get some and deepen the connections with people who are likely in some ways just like you. So we're going to take the show and we're going to make the website, which is allaroundgrowth.co, which redirects you to the Buzzsprout hosting page, which where you can find the whole history of shows there. And we are going to create pages for each episode, almost like a blog post, if you will, with embedded links so that people can listen to the homesteading related podcasts on York Meadow Farm. Podcasts just like this, or episodes just like this, but all other episodes that aren't necessarily homestead, small farm related, those will be for members only. And we are going to have a membership site, if you will, or a membership option for people to continue having access or gain access, rather, to all of the episodes that aren't homestead related. And that's going to do one of two things. It's going to further the idea of the co-op operation style that's taking place here, and having all of those keywords and show notes and tags in conjunction with the site, I'm hopeful that it's going to continue driving more traffic to the website. And the more traffic that we bring to the website, the better and easier we're going to be able to continue to grow and hopefully bring in not only new customers, but new people who are interested in participating in the growth and development of the farm, whether that's working on the website with us and helping us manage that, or helping us with social media, or actually being a tenant farmer in the future, because we are actively seeking tenant farmers to interview them, to get to know them, to build connections, because There's 20 acres here, and only 1.5 of them is currently in use by the tenant farmer who is here now, Cody. We have a lot of land that can be worked. We have land that's available for livestock. We have woods that would make a great spot for pigs. We have a walk-in cooler. We have a commercial kitchen. We are very much equipped to host additional people here to grow the land and turn this into something that up until now we've only dreamed about. So that's a little bit of a look ahead in addition to the look back. And that just about brings today's episode to a close. So guys, I hope that you enjoyed that little trip down memory lane. I've enjoyed assembling it and writing it, and I very much look forward to sharing that with people, in addition to a lot of old photos over the past 10 years. The York Meadow Farm Facebook page was created in April of 2011. It was created while I was living out west in California, and I was acting remotely as a social media manager at that time. But I very much enjoyed all the pictures that were being sent to me and trying to start something that none of us knew what we were doing. We just knew that we wanted to start. And that's exactly what we did. And that's exactly what you can do too. No matter what it is, you may not have any idea of what the future has in store. But if you never start, then you'll never know. So whatever it is that you're thinking about, whatever it is that you're dreaming of, just start. Stay inspired. Connect with those of like mind. Connect with us on Telegram at t.me/allaroundgrowth. And guys, if you like what you hear and you want to help support this and make it even better, then definitely please consider becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/allaroundgrowth. There are multiple subscription options, and anything that you would decide to do for the cost of a cup of coffee or a latte at Starbucks once a month helps us out immensely. So to the Patreon subscribers who are already making this what it is, Sean, Kiriaki, Wayne, Rachel, and Brian, thank you guys so much for being the early supporters of the show. It means the world to me. And spread the word. I very much look forward to what the future has in store, and I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity to share it with you today. I hope you have a great week ahead. This is Rob Kaiser, and thank you. God bless.
that I believe.